President Bush's recent trip to London and then his quick surprise visit with troops in Baghdad might have provided the president with brief diversions from domestic politics. As NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore notes, the president might well have appreciated a break from the stark divisions he encounters when presented with political polls.
The cheering troops at Baghdad Airport on Thanksgiving Day must have been, for President Bush, a welcome change from the divided support that he's experiencing at home. In England, on his recent visit, he at least knew what to expect. A lot of demonstrators in a country basically anti-war and anti-Bush, but maybe no more so, perhaps even a little less so, than before he arrived in England. There he seemed totally out of character, quoting English philosophers Adam Smith and John Locke on liberty. In this country, he could contemplate people no longer united behind him as they were after 9/11, but increasingly polarized and divided. "Love him, hate him," was the glaring headline on the cover of Time magazine. And that's the way it is in the Times CNN opinion poll. 57% admire him, 42% do not. 52% believe he is honest with the American public, 45% do not. 47% would vote for his re-election, 48% would not. Americans seem not only divided, but passionately so, and that reflects the intrusion of religion and moral beliefs into politics. Abortion, stem cell research, and now gay marriage are issues that evoke intense reactions. And that helps to explain the polarization around President Bush, who runs a candidly faith-based presidency. In a Time poll, 68% of Democrats believe that Bush has been too quick to inject his own moral and religious beliefs. 67% of Republicans believe otherwise. A little less than a year before the election, President Bush must be wondering where Iraq will be by then. Americans, as of now, mostly support his intervention. That could change depending on how the picture looks in coming months. It is not unusual for America to be divided about its leaders, but rarely with such great intensity. This is Daniel Shore.